Now, we've had a number of other questions come through. I'm going to leave it with you, Ryan, if you'd like to maybe choose a question that you'd can tackle next.
A couple. I first want to just agree with somebody who commented. They said, I think a greater emphasis should be on getting fit and healthy before you fall pregnant. You wouldn't run a marathon without training for it. And also reducing weight gain during pregnancy. I must tell you that I'm sorry that there's not a name there, but you know who sent that. I fully, fully agree with you. In fact, it's something that I have many times considered wanting to run even a workshop on for women who are wanting to fall pregnant, and say to them, listen, let's get you into the kind of shape that will enable you, number one, to fall pregnant more readily. The first 6 weeks after conception in terms of nutrition is absolutely key. Rather be in good shape when you fall pregnant rather than finding out, oh, I'm pregnant, and then start taking folic acid and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It needs to be in place off the bat. And then, I fully agree with whoever sent that in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to add to that, and there's lots of things that could get checked as well prior.
Yes.
Such things as, you know, have you had rubella?
Yes.
Take your thyroid, you know, all these sorts of things that could affect either getting pregnant or, in fact, staying pregnant.
Absolutely.
Beforehand, it's a good
might
idea.
Might we say be prepared?
Mm.
Be prepared.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, the preparation is remarkably simple, just not always easy to do. So therein lies the key. How do we make it easier to do the basics well? That's what I think we all need to be focusing on. There was another one here. I haven't read it completely.
This is quite good. M texts us in. What is the best supplement cocktail for a stressed out 38-year-old normal weighted male?
Okay, M. Let me suggest you that, again, a stressed out 38-year-old
male. Not a pina colada. Maybe, I don't know, on the beach, de-stress.
The norm, right? Yeah. I would definitely say that if I were to call, I'm going to go with two, actually. I'm going to go with a whole food vitamin and mineral supplement, so a product that would basically be food state or whole food vitamins and minerals, chelated minerals, and I would go for the Immune 360, which is a glyconutrient. Now, both of those kinds of products, I think, are available at the Organic Food and Cafe, and certainly in Doc Ib Nutrition stores, I think, in Lulu Supermarket. Again, I throw these out there. I haven't been to these stores in a while. I've been somewhat of a recluse. So I'm assuming they're still there. The one, I think, was called Vitamineral. Was the old product that we used to use for the TFC program. It's the same one I still use every day. Excellent product. But if I were to limit it to those two things, I would say a good whole food vitamin and mineral along with a glyconutrient that supports the immune system. And then the best supplement is going to be to supplement your physical movement. So that's not one you have to go buy in a pool. That's one that says go out there and do 15 to 20 minutes of high-intensity physical activity so that you can basically reduce the stress hormones or produce an outlet for those stress hormones, because the stress hormones are the precursors for the things like high cholesterol.
Mm.
That's why I say de-stressing is so important. High cholesterol as a result of stress is simply the body's way of gearing itself, right, to deal with the stress. So when you reduce the stress, so you reduce the body's response. So improve physical activity, and I would go for high intensity short workouts if you don't have time, and then, as I said, the other two supplements.
Fantastic. I'm just reading this next question. I hate you guys. Sorry. I had happily buried my head on cakes, Coke, sweets, pizza, burgers, meat, cigarettes. Now I have to get it out.
You know what? My first question
is head out.
No, we support that. But my first question is, think about it. Why the cakes? Why the Coke? Why the sweets? Why the pizza? Why the burgers? Why the meat? Why the cigarettes? Absolutely, because they meet my pursuit of instant satisfaction. And here's the problem. Back to our 38-year-old M, stressed out. When you are stressed out, same as our mom of the 2.5-month-old, not saying that she was stressed out, but when the pressure is on, when your body is crying for the sugar, for the caffeine, for the carbohydrates, for all those kinds of things, guess what happens? Your view of the future just shrinks. That's why I said to you, if you've got a goal that's 6 months away, you can't see that.
Mm.
You can't see beyond 5 minutes from now. You had better have a reason, as I say, that relates to what am I going to do in the next 5 minutes?
Mm.
Only when you have that kind of something bigger in mind will you be able to turn that around. So here's the advice again. Did I suggest a person shouldn't eat cakes? Siobhan, did you say don't drink Coke, don't eat sweets, don't eat pizza? No. Why? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Mm. You don't need anybody to tell you not to do that. What you need is, again, a good enough reason to make the change, and then a good enough reason in the moment to do what you know needs to be done. A good enough reason to act in line with your better judgment. Mm. The beauty is the goals will come. And when you feel better and you function better and you look better, you will look back like so many people I've worked with over the years and say, if I had known what it was like to feel like this, to function like this, to be able to do the things I'm doing. I have somebody at the moment who's out walking the Great Wall of China,
wow,
who previously would probably have struggled to walk around the clinic where I used to work. She emails me regularly to say, if I had known, if I could fit into the airplane seat the way I can now, if I could do the, man, I would never have allowed myself to get there.
Mm.
The real motivation in terms of the joy of the health and well-being, I promise you that will come. Find other reasons to do it in the meantime.
So, I mean, I understand you're saying short-term goals, goals for now to make you make the right decision.
Yes.
But could they be sort of encapsulated within a six-month or a
absolutely
year goal?
Let them be.
So you have milestones within the 6 months, kind of an idea.
Take a milestone approach. Again, I'm not suggesting don't have a big goal.
Mm.
I'm suggesting have a great goal. But what I'm saying is if you do not break that down into something that, and oftentimes in the week, back to our, you know, the individual who's enjoying all of life's goodies that produce all of health's baddies. If you look at that, make a point at the end of the week. It'll come down to the individual as well. Not everybody wants a sort of an incremental approach to change. They want to say, no, if I'm going to change this, I better change everything right now. And if that's where you're at, fine. Again, you better have a good reason, because that's what's going to basically stand between you and your success, or stand on your side when it comes to succeeding.
But how do you find this reason? I'm just thinking, you know, because we've only got a few minutes left. Mm. It's always annoying. We've just run out of time. What would you say to people who want to make that change? I mean, it goes back to the first question. Are you satisfied with your weight, health and well-being? Who's responsible for this if you think it's yourself? And then if you are, then, you know, how do you make this change? The first thing you said is to have a reason.
Yes.
Now, would you write it down? I mean, what, just take some time, have a think?
Yeah.
You know, just look at yourself in the mirror. I don't know, all these sorts of things. Sort of.
Here's what I would say. Think about the three questions I asked. First of all, are you satisfied? The simple reality is the vast majority of people are not happy with how they feel, how they look, and how they function, or how long they might live. So I'm expecting that most people will be saying, no, I'm not satisfied. Well, it's interesting, again, with a mind in pursuit of maximal satisfaction, that's the reason why everybody's out looking for a solution, because they don't want to feel like that. The problem is they're looking in the wrong places.
Mm.
Go back and look to what we said with the basics. So who's responsible for the change? Stop thinking it's the government. Stop thinking it's everything else. Yes, they can help. And man, I wish they would. But at the end of the day, it's you who's the one responsible. Take the responsibility, because then you have the control and you have the opportunity to change. Now you can head in the path or on the path that you want to in terms of getting where you want to be. Now ask yourself the question, well, how do I get there? As I said, big mind, absolutely. The motivation to do the basics you already know consistently enough is the key. How might that come? My suggestion is find things that are instantly satisfying to you that relate to your identity and your moral beliefs, your convictions. So, for example, person who wants to quit smoking. Let's say, heaven forbid, that Sophie was a smoker, the mom of the 2.5-month-old, right? This lady wants to stop smoking, right? And her goal is because she wants to have good health or whatever. Find a reason that relates to your moral conviction. Do you believe it's your responsibility to do as the very best you can for your baby? Yes, it is. Well, when you smoke, you're basically killing them.
You're compromising that.
Mm. You are not in line with what you say you believe.
Mm.
The mind is geared automatically to go ahead and avoid dissonance. In other words, he wants to avoid conflict. Draw the things that you think about when you're looking at eating, you know, the burger, drinking the Coke, smoking the cigarette. Think about the things that would make you say this is not a good thing to do. And then tie that to what you think you are. Are you a responsible individual?
Mm.
Because most people will say yes. But is eating those things responsible? No. Well, try and reconcile that for me. And when you can't, realistically, then decide, do I want to be irresponsible or responsible? And when you decide, it's more satisfying to be responsible or consider myself responsible. Guess what you'll do with the Coke and everything else? You won't take it. Why? Because that is how your mind and brain work.
Oh, it's a complex thing, isn't it? Well, it's not really. It's just you've got to get the better of it, doesn't it? You've got to be, it's got to be stronger because, as you said, and I think you always say, you know, it's a, you know, you've got the other side, the justifying the master justifying foolish behavior.
Yeah. He is the genius.
Yeah.
I have to answer one question here
because this is key.
Right.
Very quickly.
Well, somebody said Canadian medical advice recommends 2 hours exercise per day for people over 40. Is there any hope? Here's the point. The vast majority of those recommendations are thumb sucks. I must tell you that. I have met with the people who have made the recommendations over the years. They come up with ideas of what is ideal. I promise you this. There is ample research to suggest that if you got up out of your chair, if you sit for 8 hours a day, every 15 minutes or every 45 minutes, or did 10 minutes of exercise a day, if you just did that, you would be in substantially better health than if you didn't. So if the goal is so big, again, 2 hours, what's this person saying? There's no hope.
I might as well not do anything. What's the point?
It's not that. Make sure the goal is small, just better than what you did last week.
Ryan, so great having you back.
Thank you for having me.
I feel motivated and wonderful listening to you already. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I don't know if you want to give out a website or anything like that, if our listeners would like to contact you at all.
Welcome. www.thewellnessbrothers.com.
Okay.
But somebody asked something on the Lean 95. Lean 95 has its own website, which is www.lean95.com.
Great.
L-E-A-N. Have a look there. Some good information.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope we can bring you back before you head off.
Be nice.
I'd love to. That would be fantastic. Ryan Penny there. Thank you very much for joining us. Wonderful to have you back. The clinical nutritionist and personal trainer with the Wellness Brothers. Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.
Have a good day. More to come on the program. We're going to go to the news and then we will have the Green Team, the weekly environment show. We've got loads coming up on the program. It's all about conservation and biodiversity this afternoon. We've got some great guests joining us, telling us about what is happening right here in the UAE, in Alain, the Alain Zoo, in Sharjah for the eco-tourism project at Kalba. We've also got a wonderful photographic exhibition that's on show at the moment, and all those details coming up after this.